Hello and welcome to ProYaku This Week for September 8th through 14th, 2008. I'm Michael Westby, your host, and this is the second broadcast of ProYaku This Week. We're going to start off with the standings this week. As of the start of play on September 8th, last Monday, the Hanshin Tigers in the Central League led the Giants by 4 games. Junichi was in 3rd place, 11 games out. Hiroshima, 13 games out, as was Yakult. Just .0002 percentage points behind each other. And finally, Yokohama, 29 games out, in 6th place. These standings, as of the end of play on Sunday, September 14th, haven't changed. Hanshin went 4-2 on the week, holding on to first place. The Giants remain 4 games out, also having gone 4-2. The Chunichi Dragons slip a game, falling to 12 games back, as they were 3-3 over the week. Hiroshima remains in 4th place, also 13 games back, as like Hanshin and the Giants, they also went 4-2. The Yakult Swallows lost 4 games to the league-leading Hanshin Tigers, going 0-6. They lost 3 straight to Hanshin and 3 straight to Yomiuri. And finally, Yokohama drops one more game below the Tigers to 30 games out with a 3-3 week. In the Pacific League, there has been some changes. Cebu and Oryx remain numbers 1 and 2. Cebu decreased their magic number from 14 to 10 over the week with a 2-3 effort. Oryx gained a game, going 3-2, going from 6 games out to just 1 game out. Lotte started off the week in 3rd place and dropped to 4th, as they were 2-3, losing 3 straight to Oryx before defeating SoftBank 2 in a row. SoftBank, the big losers of the week, 1-4. They dropped from 8.5 out to 9.5 out, and from 4th place to 5th. But it was Nippon Ham rising in the ranks, going from 5th place to 3rd place, that final playoff spot, as they were 4-1 over the week, defeating the league-leading Cebu Lions 2 games out of 3, and beating the strong upcoming Oryx Buffaloes 2 games to none. And finally, Rakuten actually gained a game over the week, going 3-2, defeating Nippon Ham twice and Cebu once, losing to each of them once, going from 15.5 out to 14.5 out. They're not completely out of it, but they're not in very good shape either. The Hanshin Tigers. What can you say about the Hanshin Tigers this week? Well, I would probably say sayonara is the word that describes the Tigers best this week, as the Hanshin Tigers, in their first card of the week against the Tokyo Yakult Swallows, had 3 sayonara victories in a row. On Tuesday, leading off the bottom of the ninth with a score tied 2-2, Yano came up for the first time in the game. He had entered as a defensive replacement for Noguchi, and he hit a solo home run to center field on the first pitch by Oshimoto for the first of 3 sayonara victories. On Wednesday, it was Katsuragi drawing a bases-loaded 2-out walk in the bottom of the ninth, allowing the Tigers to walk off with the victory 4-3. And on Thursday, down 2-4 in the bottom of the ninth, the Tigers rally against Lim for 3 runs, capped off by yet another sayonara walk this time to Okamoto, just returning to Ichigun and having hit a two-run home run in his first at-bat in the first. The three Sayonara victories in a row mark the 11th time that such a feat has been accomplished, the first time dating back to 1939 when the Tokyo Senators accomplished this. Hanshin has done it in 1947, 1980, and 2002, as well as just recently, 2008. But this marks just the third time that a team has swept a card, that is, a series of games against the same opponent. The first time that a team has done it, it was Yakult, September 19th through 21, versus Junichi. Nippon Ham did it April 22 through 24 versus Daiei, and it looks like I forgot to write down the years of these. I'll include these in the write-up later on. And Hanshin, 2008, September 9 through 11, against Yakult. After losing to Hiroshima on Friday, Hanshin won their fourth Sayonara victory of the week on Saturday. This matchup between Hanshin and Hiroshima turned out to be a 10-inning, 1-0 affair, with the only run of the game coming on a one-out double to left by Yano to score Sekimoto from first base. Despite winning their magic number back earlier in this week, the Hanshin Tigers, for the second week in a row in the week, with their magic going dark, this time the sixth time this season, shattering all other on-off streaks by a good margin. Also in the Central League, the Muda brothers have been really hitting the ball hard. While the Bay Stars dropped to 30 games under the first-place Tigers isn't much to celebrate, there have been a few bright spots in Yokohama. Uchikawa, for instance, driving to become the top right-handed batter in MPB history, hitting 380 on Saturday before a 1-for-4 outing on Sunday dropped him back to 379. But the really big hitters of the week have got to be the Muda brothers, Murata and Yoshimura. Murata taking over the home run title by a good margin with a big home run binge. On Tuesday versus Hiroshima, neither Murata nor Yoshimura hit home runs, as the Bay Stars defeated Hiroshima 8-3. On Wednesday, Murata hit home run number 35 of the season, yet the Bay Stars lost to Hiroshima 4-3. This kind of supports last week's comment that the Bay Stars are jinxed when Murata or Yoshimura hit a home run. On Thursday, it was Yoshimura's turn. Yoshimura hit number 28 in the Yokohama loss to Hiroshima 3-4. So the jinx continues. On Friday against Chunichi, though, Murata hit home runs number 36 and 37, while Yoshimura hit number 29 for AVAC Arches to defeat Chunichi 7-1. Also, Ramirez hit his number 37 in this game, so Murata and Ramirez were temporarily tied on Friday for the home run title. On Saturday, Murata hit number 38 and Yoshimura hit number 30. So back-to-back games with AVAC Arches, as the Bay Stars defeated Chunichi 5-4, and Murata took sole position for the home run title. On Sunday, Murata hit numbers 39 and 40, while Yoshimura hit number 31. The AVAC Arches came in a 8-4 loss but counting his last at-bat on Saturday and his first two at-bats on Sunday, Murata hit three consecutive plate appearances, home runs in a row. Murata's 40th home run of the season marks the fourth time a Yokohama player has reached this landmark. Previously, Woods, now with Chunichi, did it in 2003 and 2004 with 40 and 45 home runs respectively. And Tomita hit 40 home runs in 2004. Tomita is now with SoftBank. The three consecutive Avec arches for the Muda brothers matches the record for most consecutive games where a pair has hit home runs in each of the games. No, it's one shy of the record. Sorry. One shy of the record for most consecutive games where a pair of hitters hit home runs in consecutive games. That record is held by Hankyu's Ishimine and Boomer, who hit Avec arches in four consecutive games from September 6 through September 10, 1987. Murata has also caught up and surpassed Giants Ramirez, as I mentioned earlier, who has stalled at 37 home runs as of Sunday. The only downside, as mentioned in last week's Pro Yaku This Week, is that the Bay Stars are still at or below 500 when Murata and Yoshimura hit the long ball. The pitching staff just can't seem to keep a lid on opponents despite the help of these two on offense. Over in the Pacific League, Yu Darvish breaks Nippon Ham's winless streak at Seibu Dome on Tuesday with a 4-1 victory over the front-running Lions. Seibu Dome has just been a demon's den for the Fighters this season, losing 7 in a row at the covered stadium after an initial tie on April 15th. The Fighters then made it 2 in a row with a tight 6-5 victory on Wednesday before losing on Thursday 3-5. A losing record for the Fighters against Seibu has already been decided, as the Fighters are 7-14 with one tie against the current Pacific League leaders. And I'd like to remind you that you're welcome to Skype in to me during the game, or during this broadcast, rather. You can call me at Pro Yaku Live. That's all one word, ProYakuLive. I look forward to starting up a conversation with you and talking baseball. Also in the Pacific League, Iwakuma wins his 18th game of the season. Like the Bay Stars, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles have had very little to cheer about this season, but rather than having a pair of home run hitters provide the excitement, it's been pitcher Iwakuma and his lack of allowing home runs that has really been a bright spot for the Eagles. Winning his 18th game on Tuesday, Iwakuma is on his way to becoming the first 20-game winner since Igawa for Hanshin and Saito for Daiei both won 20 games in 2003. But what is more impressive is that Iwakuma has not given up a single home run to any of the other five Pacific League teams so far this season. The only home runs he's allowed were in interleague play, when on May 23rd, he allowed one to Yokohama's Murata, and then one again on May 31st to Hiroshima's Kura. After that, Iwakuma has gone 95 innings without allowing a home run. Since two league play began, the fewest home runs allowed during a season by a pitcher qualifying for a title has been Nishitetsu's Inao Kazuhisa in 1956. Inao is mentioned a number of times in Fitz Sands' Wally Yonamine biography. This book is amazing, and it's even more so the amount... It's amazing how much more meaningful some of these records are after being put into context with a historical book like that. And I just cannot say enough good about this book. I really, really enjoyed it. I've got a book review up under the book review sections on JapaneseBaseball.com, and I've even duplicated that over at Amazon because, you know, I really believe that this is a good book. And for the record, no, he did not send me a free copy. No, he didn't autograph it for me. I just really, really like this book. And learning about Ino and many of the other historical pitchers, especially from the 1950s, has just really done a great job for me. And so comparing Iwakuma to one of these all-time greats is just something amazing. More recently, while the Cebu Lions have been playing 500 ball for the past several months, it's been the Oryx Buffaloes that have really come on strong of late. After winning 7 in a row to jump from 4th place to 2nd at the end of August to the first week of September, Oryx lost 1, then won another 4 games in a row, sweeping the Chibolote Marines for the first card of the week. The sweep included a dramatic come-from-behind victory on Wednesday, and Kaburo hitting Avec Arches in a 6-1 win on Thursday. Kaburo, for those of you who haven't learned yet, is a combination of Cabrera and Rhodes. This home run slugging combination have really come through for Oryx since the departure of Collins Kontoku. It's a mixed bag of nuts there as to whether the problem was Collins Kontoku or not, but there is no denying that Oryx have really turned it around since his departure. With a number of injuries to Cebu and a huge resurgence of the Buffaloes, there are those who are starting to think that Oryx just might have a shot at both the pennant and the league championship. Those Bulls sure do like their look like they're charging strong. And finally, I'd like to take a shot at a new corner, Who's Hot and Who's Not. This corner has been prepared by Ken D for your pleasure. This week, we'll take a wide view and find one team on the upswing and one on the downswing. So let's begin with Hiroshima, where third-year skipper Marty Brown is keeping his squad in Climax Series contention after years of B-class finishes. In fact, the Carp are on pace for their first 70-win season since 1996 if they can play 500 ball the rest of the way. For a team that doesn't slug very many home runs and has been outscored all season long, Hiroshima's tenacity may come as a surprise to some fans. However, a closer look reveals a competent starting staff and enough offense to just barely get by, many nights by just a single run. Foreign import Colby Lewis has set the tone this season with his 14-6 record and a 2.34 ERA. Ken Takashi has contributed 8 wins of his own and kept the Carp in many games with a 3.20 ERA. On other nights, Kenta Maeda and Kan Otake have been solid, if not quite spectacular, both keeping their ERAs hovering in the mid to high 3 range. A perfect example of how Hiroshima's pitchers are keeping them in games is the nine innings of shutout ball Maeda threw this week against Hanshin before the Carp lost 1-0 in 10 innings. And let's not forget the work of the bullpen, especially closer Katsuhiro Nagakawa's career-high 34 saves, coupled with a minuscule 1.76 ERA. Brown Kantoku has adopted enough to keep the Carp in the hunt this season, whether it's been giving youngster Yuki Saito some starts or utilizing foreigners Mike Schultz and Jim Bauer. On the offensive side, middle of the lineup mainstays Kenta Kurihara and Alex are both hitting above or near 300 with relative power. And this season, Akihiro Higashide has been used in various batting slots, responding with a 323 average and a team-leading 69 RBIs. Overall, the team is hitting at a 271 clip, which has them tied for the best batting average in the Central League. The fact that defending champions Chunichi have been streaky has helped open the playoff door for the Carp. It will be interesting to see if Brown Kantoku can lead his team through it. Conversely, venerable Okantoku's Hawks squad has been sleepwalking of late, losers of 9 of their last 11 games. After curiously tying Cebu in 3 straight contests at the end of August, September has started badly and only gotten worse. The pitching has been erratic of late, allowing an average of 8.5 runs per game over the last 4 games alone. However, it seems that on nights when they get a good start, they don't score enough runs. And when they score enough, the pitchers can't hold the leads. All of this has added up to a plummet in the standings of the Pacific League, all the way from second place down to their current fifth spot. Orix, Nippon Ham, and Lotte have all scurried past the Hawks recently, and the Fukuoka side, as of the end of play on the 14th, find themselves 2.5 games out of a playoff spot. Despite welcoming back Hitoshi Tamura's bat to the lineup this week to protect Nobuhiko Matsunaka and his 24 homers, answers have been hard to find for the Birds of Prey. Unless Okantoku can find some answers quickly, the last handful of games in his storied career may dwindle away and leave him with a B-class team for the first time in 11 years. Of course, you can read more about the Hawks on Jim Nelson's SoftBank Source blog right here on JapaneseBaseball.com. And I'll just hang around here a little bit. I know that some people wanted to call in. At least one person had contacted me earlier saying he'd like to join in on the broadcast. And perhaps I went a little too quickly. So, let's see. It probably wouldn't be good to dig out the years there. Well, I guess that concludes Pro Yaku this week. For the week of September 8th through 14th, I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. Pro Yaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or broadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westby, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.